Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
Yes, you can make a living off sports betting. That's what I've been doing for the last 7 years, guys. I quit my 9-to-5 7 years ago exactly today. And now, 7 years later, I'm staying at the Wynn in their best suite that costs $2,500 a night. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that to show you the possibilities of what can be done. I started sports betting with a couple hundred bucks, working my 9-to-5, trying to pay my bills, trying to grow my bankroll to potentially one day be able to live this life. And now I am, 7 years later. Now, how did I do this? How did I get to this point? I'm gonna give you guys three keys to getting to this point, especially if you're in your 9-to-5 job and you wanna quit this and make it a full-time thing. The first step is having the right strategy and targets in place. If you're in a 9-to-5 job right now, it's because you need that money to pay your bills. At least that was what the case was for me. I set targets each quarter of how much I wanted to make sports investing through my systems, through my processes. And each quarter, I would look back, analyze, see what mistakes were, and try to correct them and improve my systems. Over the next 2 years, I was able to quit my 9-to-5 because I was doing this so diligently. I was obsessed with the process, with getting better with my sports picks, with building better processes and strategies, correlating different stats, different trends that helped me pick winners. Building that strategy is key. Having targets of how much you want to make in order to quit your job is the first step. You don't just quit your 9-to-5 and do this full time without a plan. You better have a safety plan, because the reality of the matter is you probably are going to fail a couple times. I failed 2 times, as a matter of fact. I lost a $10,000 bankroll that I grew from $100, and then I grew my bankroll to close to $40,000 and lost it again. Looking back at it, that was a blessing in disguise, because it taught me lessons that have helped me grow my bankroll to over 7 figures today. Don't be scared to fail. It's going to happen, but you got to have a safety blanket. You got to have the right strategies and systems in place. Number two is having the right mindset and discipline, guys. This game is for the 1%. People that have the right mindset to do this. You have to be able to take a punch, get up, smile, and swing again with discipline. Not just chasing when you're down or getting greedy when you're up. That's the common downfall of most sports bettors. They can't control their emotions. NFL Sunday comes, they're drunk with their buddies, and they're taking 10 plays with a parlay that's probably never gonna hit. And they know it too. They just want to think that it's gonna hit. They want to get rich quick. And I'm gonna tell you that right now, it's not gonna work out in this industry. The person that has a long-term mindset, the person that wants to see this as a business, then they're gonna profit long-term, guys. So it's important to see this as a business, see this long-term, have a strategy, because if not, you're ultimately going to fail and hurt yourself. Mindset is key. Having the right strategy before you quit your job is even more key, because you want that safety blanket. You wanna feel at ease. Pressure's gonna come with this, but you wanna feel at ease, at least with the money you have in your bank account, not stressing how you're gonna pay your bills. If that's something that you're at right now, then the reality of the matter is you probably shouldn't do this till you save a decent amount of money that you can start doing this. This is an investment. It carries risk. There will be losses. There will be negative weeks. It's how you handle them and how you're able to bounce back. And that's why number two is mindset. And number three is having the right processes, systems, and strategies on how you pick your plays, guys. I see a lot of you guys picking plays based off emotions, based off your favorite players, your home teams, who's favorite, the best records. And the reality of the matter is that's not the right system to profit long-term. You better know what you're doing. You better know what stats, what data, what trends to look for every single day, what traps not to fall for, what Vegas is doing, any little update that can benefit you and give you the edge. At the end of the day, your goal is to hit 65 to 70% of your bets. That's how you become really successful in this industry. You're not looking to hit 100%. Nobody hits 100%. That's a fallacy. So you're just looking to get 1% better every day, get an edge on Vegas, and start profiting more. Those are three keys that I follow to become the successful sports bettor I am today and growing every single year. Now, my last tip for you guys is to stick with the system and stick with the team. I see a lot of people jumping from team to team when the boat gets cold, when the winning stops happening. And the reality of the matter, guys, is in a year time frame, a successful sports bettor is gonna have probably 3 to 4 big months, with the other ones being pretty average. As a matter of of fact, I'm speaking from experience. This year, I profited close to $250,000. And out of those $250,000, $120,000 came in 3 months, June, July, and October. In 3 months, I made close to half my profits. So the people that are jumping from team to team each week because they can't handle a little cold streak, you're never going to win. You're never going to catch that hot streak because you're not patient. Pay shins pace. Pay P-A-Y shins pace. It's set in the stock market, it's set in trading, it's set in real estate, and now I'm saying it with sports investing. You need to have patience and you need to be able to take a punch to do this long term. If that's something you want to do, you want to make this a full-time investment where you're profiting each and every single month and you're learning how to grow your bankroll effectively while also putting money in your pocket, then my program that I'm starting in January is for you. It's going to have bi-weekly calls with me, one-on-ones, bankroll management, and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to help you become a successful sports investor. If that's something that's interesting to you, go ahead and comment below or DM me on my Instagram, Ready. You saw the YouTube video or this video, and you're interested in learning how to apply this to your sports betting career. Cheers.